upon the king. Let us our lives, our souls, our debts, our careful wives, our children, and our sins lay upon the king. We must bear all, O hard condition, twin born with greatness, subject to the breath of every fool, whose sense no more can feel but his own ringing. What infinite heart's ease must kings neglect that private men enjoy? And what have kings that privates have not too? Save ceremony. Save general ceremony. And what art thou, thou idle ceremony? What kind of god art thou, that sufferest more of mortal griefs than do thy worshippers? What are thy rents? What are thy comings in? O ceremony, show me but thy worth. What is thy soul of adoration? Art thou aught else but place, degree, and form, creating awe and fear in other men? Wherein thou art less happy, being feared, than in fearing? What drinkest thou oft, instead of homage sweet, but poisoned flattery? O be sick, great greatness, and bid thy ceremony give thee cure. Thinkest thou the fiery fever will go out, with titles and blown from adulation? Will it give place to flexure and low bending? Canst thou, when thou commandest the beggar's knee, command the health of it? No! Thy proud dream, that playeth so subtly upon the king's repose. I am a king that find thee, and I know 'tis not the balm, the scepter, and the hall, the sword, the mace, the crown imperial, the intertissued robe of gold and pearl, the farce title running for the king, the throne he sits on, nor the tide of pomp that beats upon the high shore of this world. No, not all these, thrice gorgeous ceremony, not all these, laid in bed majestical, can sleep so soundly as the wretched slave, who, with body filled and vacant mind, gets him to rest, crowned with distressful bread. Never sees a horrid knight, the child of hell, but, like a lackey, from the rise to the set, sweats in the eye of Phoebus, and all night sleeps in Elysium. Then, next day after dawn, doth rise and help Hyperion to his horse, and follows so the ever-running year with profitable labor to his grave, winding up his days with toil and nights with sleep, had the forehand and vantage of a king. The slave, a member of the country's peace, enjoys it, but in gross brain little wots what watch the king keeps to maintain the peace, whose hours the peasant best advantages.